Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws
us to you. Father, we are extremely grateful for your great power, your blessing, your presence in Jesus' name. And everyone said, Amen. You may be seated. My subject is similar to last week. What did you call last week? Huh? How to demonic activities. Right. Now, today's topic is fighting devils. Fighting devils. One. Fighting devils. Now, what we must realize is that we are fighting devils. So we need to fight the devils very well. Are you with me? Now, Luke 4, verse 2. Being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing. Now, Jesus, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. Three things that I want you to recognize and notice. All right? And what are the three things? Number one, the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answering said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone. Then Jesus, the devil took him to a high mountain, and then he said, if you worship me, all this is thine. Jesus said, get thee behind me, and thou shalt worship the Lord God. Then he brought him to Jerusalem and said, if you are the Son of God, cast yourself down from thence. And Jesus answered and said, no, you can't tempt the Lord God. Amen. So, in clear terms, we can see that the devil, all right, was working on Jesus. Yeah, he was working on Jesus. He was working his way to Jesus. Luke 4, verse 2. 40 days tempted. In those days, he was hungry. And then the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, turn this stone into bread. All right. Now, if the devil has succeeded, that's what we have to take note of. If the devil, is that Reverend Ivo? You are welcome. If the devil has succeeded, three things would have worked on Jesus. Okay, so let's think it out, because the devil succeeded with people, but he didn't succeed with Jesus. So you don't see how it would have come about. All right, how it would have played out. Number one, the thoughts. He gave Jesus a thought to 10 stones into bread. So, an idea or a thought or imagination was imparted to Jesus. The second thing you notice is a feeling or a desire for food was imparted to Jesus, and Jesus was dealing with that. And the third thing was that a particular action would have taken place, that you would have seen Jesus here turning stones into bread. You have done some particular thing. If it had worked. A thought, a desire, and a doing would have been working all three together. Even in the pinnacle of the temple, he said he played on another desire of a man of God to win all the souls in the world. Wow. Yes. A thought and a desire which a man of God would have. He moved from a lower thing to another, but it's still a desire. And then the third one, jump and show that you can fly. You see, show your helicopter skills. Because helicopters were in the heart of God. These are new, just they are just new to man, but God knows how to fly. Long time. That is why the American jets are called F-7, F-14. They are mimicking the Falcon. F is for Falcon. The Falcon is like the fastest bird. And so they mimic the Falcon bird. So you see in the Good General, the Falcon strike is successful. It is because of timing. Flying is not is new to man. When the Bible says Jesus is the bright and morning star, he may be on Venus, as we ask. Did anybody see Venus? Oh, you people, you see, I showed you the star. You didn't go and look. You were busy eating and doing other things. You missed the evening star. By now it's gone. Yeah. So, every man of God loves being supernatural. Like when you touch somebody and they fall down. I'm powerful. So, the devil was playing on his desires. Show some miracle sign. Do something, man. Yes. So, desires are imparted by spirits. Thoughts, ideas are imparted by spirits. And then, actions, certain things you do. So, if this thing had worked, you'd have seen Jesus would be flying like this, like a falcon. Even the landing, he would have done his hand like this and landed very powerfully. So some of the things you are doing, you may be into fornication, into certain things. You see that the devil has been able to make you do those things. Yes. Imparted a thought, imparted a desire, and then the actions have worked. You get it? Yeah. So, how to block it? How to fight it? Genesis 3. Genesis 3. Fighting devils. Verse 1. Pasanuka. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. 1 Timothy 2:14. 1 Timothy 2:14. Now, Adam was not deceived. You see my name there, I wrote something there. Adam was not deceived. Jesus. The thoughts, the impartation of thoughts, the desires, it was not working on Adam. It was not working on Adam at all. Something else worked on Adam. Eve worked on Adam, but not the devil. Mikaya, Mokoya, Makaya, Makabo.
Eve worked on Adam.
Eve worked on Adam. Eve worked on Adam. The devil worked on Eve, and Eve worked on Adam. So, Adam was not deceived. But the woman being deceived was in the transgression. So, in fighting devils, you need certain weapons which the devil will fight hard to keep from you. 1 Samuel 13, verse 15. Are you there? Have you found it? I hope you are with me. This is a short video. And Samuel arose and got him up from Gilgal. And Saul numbered the people that were present with him. How many people? 600 men. Verse 16. And Saul and Jonathan and the people that were present with them abode in Gibeah of Benjamin. But the Philistines encamped in Michmash. Michmash. Verse 17. And the spoilers, whatever is has targeted your life to spoil your life, is rebuked tonight in the name of Jesus. Sit down. And the spoilers came out of the camp of the Philistines in three companies. One company turned unto the way that leadeth to Ophrah, unto the land of Shual. And another company turned toward the way of Beth Horon. And another turned towards the way of the border that looketh to the valley of Zeboim, toward the wilderness. Kayama Shatala. Three companies of attackers were coming for God's people. Any three directional attack will be dispersed and dispelled in Jesus' name. Verse 19. Now, there was no smith found throughout all the land of Israel. For the Philistines said, lest the Hebrews make themselves swords or spears. But all the Israelites went down to the Philistines to sharpen every man his share, his coulter, his axe, and his mattock. Yet they had a fire for the mattocks, for the coulters, for the forks, for the axes, and to sharpen the goats. So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan. If you remember, there were 600. But only with Saul and Jonathan, his son, was there found. I think maybe we should read it in another version. You may understand it better. Weaponless believers. Weaponless. They only had farming tools. Only Jonathan and Saul had weapons. Everybody else was weapon free. And they were all going out to fight enemies who had weapons. And you have come with hoes and pickaxes. Go back to like verse 20, 19. Now, no blacksmith. No blacksmith could be found in all the land of Israel. For the Philistines said, otherwise the Hebrews will make swords or spears. Verse 20. So all the Israel, change the version again to something even more modern. NLT. NLT. Change it, please. It's getting worse. NIV, message. Verse 20, brother. Yes. That meant that the Israelites had to go down among the Philistines to keep their farm tools. Plowshares, mattocks, I don't know what that is, axes, and sickles sharp and in good repair. Verse 21. They charged a silver coin for the plowshares and mattocks, and half of that for the rest. Verse 22. So when the battle of Michmash was joined, there wasn't a sword or spear to be found anywhere in Israel, except for Saul and his son Jonathan. They were both well armed. What's the next verse? A patrol of Philistines took up a position at Michmash Pass. Who is upstairs today? Okay. Now, when you are dealing with the enemy, come, those of you, come. When you are dealing with the enemy, okay, he wants you to have no weapon. Yeah. And you need to know what are weapons. Otherwise, what happened to Eve will happen to you. It's true. And when what happened to Eve happens to you, well, when the devil comes, that's how he's going to come. A thought, and then a desire, and then finally the actions. Yeah. Impartation of a thought. Impartation of a desire. Some of the desires are even natural, but then there can be a stronger one imparted. It's a very strong. How many have ever felt like a really strong feeling? Shalabalo. Speak in tongues. Kamelo shada bademala bredala madele balaka. Pelenema kabolone peledebe tebelebe metala baba. Sometimes a desire comes so strong that you feel you cannot escape from the desire. It's like it's overwhelming, overpowering. It's like you have to do what it is telling you to do. Today marks the beginning of the defeat of devils in your life in Jesus' name. Now, you see, many things can be called weapons. But you have to believe what a weapon is. And when you are weaponless, you may have faith in what you think is a weapon. Now, one of the things that Christians feel is a weapon is fasting.
Teaching.
If you ask Christians, are you doing warfare? We are fasting 40 days. We are into a 21-day fast. This. How many sometimes when you are fasting, you feel that I'm now fighting the devil? I mean, that's the way I feel too. But if you read the Bible, you'll find that other things are mentioned as weapons. Ephesians 6, verse 10. This is a short video. Now, finally, my brethren, be what? Strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. What do you think? Yes, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So we are going to be strong against the devil. Amen?
Amen?
Beautiful. Finally, my brethren, verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So you can see, if you are going to fight, they say, take your gun. And that's why in the cowboy films, when they arrest you, they'll take your gun. Or they search you and then take your weapons. In James Bond and all these films, they always take their weapons and you feel that that is the end. But even without a gun, he's able to miraculously escape. But it's not like that in real life. It's a film. You must remember that it's a film. After taking your gun, it's a film. His watch or something else will be working. Put on the whole armor that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers. So things that are powerful, principalities, things that are over areas, regions, against the rulers of the darkness. Every activity of darkness is under a ruler, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Powers that are not on earth. Verse 13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So he's keep on saying, before he's going to come to the details. Then verse 14. Stand therefore, first of all, first one to be mentioned, having your loins girt about with truth. Now, amazing. The first part of the weaponry is your belt of truth. Your loins is your waist. And girt about is put on a belt. Oh, fine, change the version. Please. Change again. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth. Now, truth is a strong defense. Amen. So, you are able to resist and defeat the devil when you are not deceived about anything. Yeah, because you know the truth. So, in 1 Timothy 2:14, the Bible says, Adam was not deceived. So, Adam knew the truth. So, all our present dangers are from what we think is true that is not true. Do you see? All the dangers of your life. If you are getting married and you are going to be destroyed by marriage, God forbid, but if it's an example, don't be worried, but listen. If you are going to marry and you are going to be destroyed by marriage, it is because of what you are deceived about. So that has opened a wide area of attack against you by what you think is maybe good but it's not good, or nice but it's not nice, or it's like blue but it's red. It's wide open. You are wide open. When the devil crept up to Adam and Eve, Adam knows more. Any person you see trying to make a man and a woman the same has an evil spirit. Because the Bible never makes them the same. They are not. We are not. And that is the same thing that has extended into gayism. Yes, it's the same. A woman is a man is a woman. We can be changing over any time. How can that be? Even if I take your blood, I'll know that you are a woman. Doctor, is it not true? If I take your blood, I just check hormone levels. I just check estrogen, testosterone, so on. I know this is a woman. Straight away. Do I have just one left blood sample? I'll just know this is a female. It's a male. I can go further. I can find your genotype from your blood. It's so easy. I just take a skin swab. I'll know that you're a man or a woman. I just even have to, even if you are blind and just touch, you can say it's a woman. It's true. True or not a true? Why do you want to argue? I don't know. It's evening. You want to argue. Sunday evening. You want to argue. Check who is arguing around. Who is arguing is the one arguing. On this side. This area. That side there. Over there. They ran away. They gone outside. Okay. No problem. The man was not deceived. But the woman was deceived. And it is the same today. It's not that men are not deceived. But more easily, is the woman deceived more easily. More easily deceived. Yeah. About everything. True. Okay. Stay in the world for some time. And then after that, come and let's discuss. How many girls have realized you've been deceived before? How many realize that as you are staying in church, your deception levels are getting lower about things, isn't it? Yeah. Gradually, you see that the word of God is entering you and deceptions are going. Often, a woman's beauty and maturity, physical maturity, does not match with the level of truth and deception. I don't want to call it maturity, just truth and deception. It's not much. So that's why sometimes when it gets to marriage, if you are not advised and told this is okay, you may not marry or marry what is good. You'll be looking for, I want somebody who looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And there are not so many Arnold Schwarzeneggers in the system. Oh, you don't get what I'm talking about. Yeah. So, truth is knowing the truth. In fact, Rejoiner wrote in his book once, and I found it a very profound statement. He said that the first thing you should find is your current level of deception about anything. Yes. He wrote in his book, to know your current level of deception about everything. You see, because there is a current deception that I have, that you have. We all have some level of deception about different things at this moment. Yes. And sometimes somebody else has a lower level of deception about something. Yes. And experience people. They know they've been through some things already, and they've gone through it. Yes, they've gone through some common deceptions and come out of it. They are still in the world. And they will tell you, no. This is becoming this. It's green, but it's blue. When you go in the sun, it'll be blue. Is it not green you wanted? But it turns blue. Just outside the door, it's blue. So they can tell you. Let me give you just one example. As a pastor, building. Sometimes I see somebody building a church, and I know that he cannot finish the church building because of some things that I know about building, that he cannot finish it. And in fact, there's a church that comes to mind in a particular country. I am almost 100% sure, it's not in Ghana, that if I go there today, it will not be completed. It will still be an uncompleted building. I saw it about 7 years ago, and I think it will still be uncompleted today. Yeah. Because of certain things that I know, not I know everything, but in this small area I'm saying, I can see that this thing cannot be completed. Many churches I see them, they can't finish it. So, my level of deception may be a little less than a fellow brother in just that small area of a particular thing in relation to just the church. That particular church building. Not all buildings, just that one. When the devil wants to destroy your life, he will deceive you that you can build this. That you can raise this money. Then he will tell the people, bring this money. We are going to build this. But you don't know that you can't build it. Then when you've collected the money, then everybody will be insulting you that you've collected their money and you have not built the church. So the devil comes in to fight you and the church starts to decrease because people see you as a liar and a deceiver. But you were not deceiving, but only that you didn't know about the building. That level, your deception level about building was very high. Yes. So you targeted something that cannot be. And you raised money for it and now look like a liar. So every area has its current level of deception. And so it is very important that you fight all types of deceptions. So in every area, you have to start asking number one question, because you are fighting devils. What am I deceived about here? Let's take any area of your life. What am I? Because that is the first, the belt of truth is the blockage of deceptions. You have to block deceptions about everything. You are entering belovedosis. Many deceptions lie to deceive you. Oh, he's a nice guy. He's a hunky. He's a hunky hunk. Oh, she's a buxom beauty. That is why you've been hearing me say, those who are in relationships and are quarreling or having issues. Okay? Air Force, there's a button you press. You go into the air and the plane can go without you. It may cost $10 million, but it's going without you. You are not part of the plane. True. But we are only saying that because of knowledge that we have. So when you come to church, you are coming to meet somebody who is less deceived about this topic than you. Wow. That's what it is. It also has some levels of deception. If you ask me about marriage, I realized I've had more deception. I mean, it has taken me so many years to unravel a series of deceptions that I've had. It takes years to unravel the deceptions that are in our lives. And it's through those deceptions that the enemy comes into our lives. It's true. Let's take education. Deceptions. So I finished school. What did you do? Social theater and arts. What is social theater and arts? What do you mean by social theater and arts? Chief Tensi, is it a course? Let's be serious. And you are boldly saying, I have finished school. I called all graduates today and I met with them. I said, I need you to return fast to school. All my children are going to be either doctors or lawyers. You'll be a doctor. If it's social art and theater, you need to be a doctor of that social arts. Get back to theater and start your master's and PhD. I'm not accepting anything less. My members will be called doctor, this doctor. Those who say that we are educated, this now that they will see the education. Kalumu Andy Amaka.
and social theater. What is social art and social theater? You have deceived yourself that you finished school. That nobody even wants to employ you. When you go and start, so,
please, I'm from this. I finished social arts and social theater, second class lower. If you can please employ me.
You can't even speak English. Upon reading certificates. Huh? And you are not qualified. You can't work. For years you are going to be roaming around trying to get a something here, do this here, do okay. Well, I'm doing course on marketing now. I'm doing this. I'm doing a forest bureau. After that, I'm working at a pharmacy shop. Okay, after that, I'm going here. Microfinance. You are a receptionist. You can't get any particular thing to do because you are deceived that you finished school. So the person who is in medical school, law school for 7 years, you are laughing at him that he's getting old in school. But when he finishes, even though he's old, you are sentenced to Walantu Walansa for more years while he has finished the course. So your current deception about your educational level, you get what I'm saying, is an open door for demons of poverty, hustling, struggling for the rest, instead of humbling yourself to go back. Yes. That's why I talk to all my nurses, male nurses. Are you not one of them?
Yeah.
I sent you to where?
You sent us to Russia.
To do what?
To study medicine.
Yeah. How many years more?
2 years more and we'll be done. I'm going to my fifth year
and
now.
You'll be a what?
And I'll be a doctor.
Yeah. Straight. Go to school. You are a nurse. You have not to deceive yourself. I finished nursing. Nobody wants you to bath him. You, this boy. Who do you want him to come and bath you? Let's be serious. You see, you are deceiving yourself and it's opening a door of poverty to your life. Look at this guy. Want this guy to come and bath you when you are not feeling well. God forbid. Deception in relationships, deception in education, deception at work. You go to work, they mention a salary, a big salary. It sounds big to you because of your poverty. It is not big, but it sounds big to you. And you are following the sound of the salary. Many people are deceived by the mention of certain figures. You go to England, sir, I'm working in the mortuary, I bath dead bodies. They pay me 1,500 pounds. This one, I will be a mature man until my end, to my last day. Because 1,000 pounds is how much? 7,000 cedis. And then 500 pounds is 3,500. So it's like 10,000 cedis to be a mature man. This bottle, I just bath and we use a hose. We wash it like this, wash it like that. We have a distance. We wear gloves. I put on a mask. This one is nothing. 120,000 cedis a year. I just bab them. I hold the tray. Then I lift it up. I press it. Then I push it inside of this. Well, next one come. Then I bab the old man, old bodies, old lady. The face has become like this. It's not a problem at all. 10,000. This is why the body are full. 1,500 per their pain. You are deceived. You are deceived. It has opened a great door of difficulty for you. That 1,500, when you pay your rent, is how much?
Rent is about 500.
Tax is how much? 15%.
15% tax. Then all your bills.
How much is rent?
600.
600. So that's left with 600, that's 900 then. Tax is what?
15%.
225 plus the rent, so 825.
Hey. Yeah.
Transport. How much is it? 165. 825 plus 165 is how much? 825 plus 165. 990. Then tithe is how much? 1145 plus food. How much is food? Pardon? British gas. How much? £30 a month. So that's 30. Light bill. £45. 145 plus 30 plus 45. Add it. 1220. And then electricity. Water, £20. 1175 plus 20 is 1195. Council tax. Every month, £120. So 1195 plus 120 is how much? If it's a bad area, you are staying in a bad area. So 1195 plus 60 is how much? 1255. And no, fooding. We have to eat food. We have to food. Yes, fooding. How much is fooding? £50 for the month. Do you stay in England? England. You stay in England. £250. So 1255 plus 250. You eat £250. Is it fast food or you cook? It's too much. Stew, you eat stew. You have to try and buy food. You go and buy at the wholesale. Yeah. So when you add 1225 plus, let's say 150. 150. 1225 plus 150 is how much? 1225 plus 150. 1255 plus 150. 1375. We are left with £125. Anything else? No, you don't buy. You will not buy clothes for 2 years. So. Hair. How much is your hair? How much the hair? Phone credit.
£25.
All inclusive. £25. 1375 plus 25. 1400.
Wi-Fi, sir.
Offering.
Wi-Fi.
Oh, Wi-Fi in your house. Oh, why? Is it not in the chip? It's not on the chip. You need the Wi-Fi in the house. How much is Wi-Fi in the house?
£18.
So 1418. 1418. What about hospital bill? It's covered. Okay, free. Tax. How about marriage? Wife? Any food? No, you don't have to marry. No marry now. So, no marriage. Don't marry. So, you see, you have forsaken your education because of being a mortuary man. And it is from your current deception. Yes. Of what they, when they mentioned, you calculated it into Ghana terms. But you are not in Ghana. So your current deception about work opens a door of poverty and difficulty. Instead of going to school, a lot of people who go to England, they are supposed to go to, they don't finish the school. When they come, and say, oh, I was in school in the UK, yeah, I was in school. Oh, finish it. They didn't finish, no NATO, and they came back. They went to work at the, whatever, many of them.
KFC and other, they were serving fish. Ministry. You see it easy. Say, Bishop, he just walked this way and he's preaching. He'll be talking. He doesn't even read any notes. He doesn't sweat when he's preaching. It is very easy. I'm also going to be a pastor. I hear last time he traveled to France. Then he went to Malaysia. Then he went to Korea. This is my job. Father, I thank you for a new job of me. Yes. One day I came with my car and some guys were standing outside. Somebody told me what they said. When they saw me driving my car some about 20 years ago, they said, those days I used to drive a nice car. And I still drive a nice car, but I was driving an even nicer car then. And they said, Charlie, we for all make pastors. So this time we could get a church. Yeah. Huh? God for call we some. God for call us. You see, all are deceptions. So your current deceptions open the door of the enemy to your life about many things. And you say, I'll be okay. Oh, this one is not a problem. We'll be all right. This one we can do. But you can't. You can't. Many pastors, my own pastors I'm talking about, who claim to be following me, many of them silently and subconsciously think that they are where I am. Yes. Why? Because I stand in a pulpit, preach. They also stand and they preach. I preach, you preach. I take offering, you take offering. I lay hands, you lay hands. I have a camp, you have a camp. So they think so subconsciously. And they don't know that, they don't even know that they think so. And it really worries them. But they don't realize it. So I do this, you do this. He does this, I do this. That's why you will not see some of them come to sit here to even learn anything. Because they subconsciously feel that they know. You see, I also listen to people preaching. And I notice that when you listen to somebody preaching, you can very soon have a mind that you know what the person is saying. So when the person starts speaking, you sort of, it's going to say this, then it will be this, and this story is this. Maybe there'll be a new story, but most of the stories. But you see, what you don't know is that's also the deception. Because I realize that once I cannot bear the fruits that somebody is bearing, the person still knows a lot of things that I don't know. You see, your fruit is what we know you by, not what you say. We shall know them by their fruits. Your fruit is what we assess you. Yes. You see, what people don't realize is that I am overseeing a network of churches, including you, who think subconsciously that you are the same as me. Yes, you are one of my networks. And one of my fruits. But unfortunately, it's sad to say that that deception comes in. And you see it from arguments. You see it from actions. You see it from attitudes. You see it from certain behaviors. And people stop learning. They stop learning. And they maintain a certain level of deception, which just opens the door to the enemy. Yes. That's why sometimes you see somebody come from outside and learn a lot. Because he feels he doesn't know anything about us. But people that have been around for a lot, so I know him, I know that. You don't know NATO. If you knew NATO, you'd be bearing the fruits. some of them sitting down to humbly learn what they think they know, but actually they don't know anything. You see, Lighthouse is built by our church, UD, is built by a group of pastors, but not by one pastor. We are like Pentecost. You see, one church can have 18 pastors pastoring it. This one will come, another one will come, another one will build, one will do this, one will do this. So you can't attribute any particular church to any person, really, in a sense. Yes. Yeah. Because this one was there, then this one came, then this one came, then this one came. But sometimes, when it grows, and say, oh, I am the one who... No, the person who was there from the beginning is myself. Yes. No, don't clap. No, it's not a clapping, but I'm pointing out something about deception. I'm not saying, clap for me. What is it, clap for me? What? I mean, are you sick? Check the temperature of your neighbor. Check the temperature. It's hot. Eh? It's feeling hot. Yeah. You see, one day I went to Korea. And when I was sitting there, then the Holy Spirit whispered to me, this man who is talking there, Yonggi Cho, he doesn't even use the Bible. Just read one verse, put it down. It's more, it's like what you see is far more than what is this old man standing there talking. It's a very, very great thing. Yeah. I remember some years ago, the Spirit whispered to me. And there are many people like that. So when I'm listening, I have to actually talk to myself. You don't know anything about this person. That's what I tell myself. Then I start to be blessed by the same message. Yes. I tell myself, you don't know this man, that's all. You don't know him. And you don't know anything about him. It opens me up to learn. You see, when you say that, and I can say to you, you see, there are a few people who know, even amongst my bishops, there are one or two who know more than some others. Most of them, there are so many things I don't include them. And they don't know that I've not included them. I never talk to them about certain things. Intentionally. They don't know anything. They don't know certain things at all. But you see, everybody thinks I know everything. It's true. The work of a double agent. Do you know espionage? Double agent is to feed you with true and outdated information. True and outdated information. To make you feel that he has given you a lot of information. So many times people receive true but outdated information. So when Germany was fighting with England captured all the German spies. You see, they were dropped in England on the field. They were all pure British accent speaking Germans. Were sent as spies. But what happened was that, I don't know how it happened, but they caught all of them on the night that they arrived. And then they told them, we are going to execute you on Saturday morning. You'll be hanged. Or you turn and be a double agent. Yes. So they said, oh, we are happy to be a double agent of Britain. So they started to feed Hitler with true but outdated and useless information for a long time. So he thought his spies were working. So that's why Hitler never knew when D-Day is the great invasion, the day of the greatest invasion. He never knew. It's June 6th. And he thought that they were going to another place, but they were coming to Normandy in France. But he thought they were going somewhere else. They completely deceived him. So after Hitler was asleep, on the day of the invasion, they started at dawn. On the day of the invasion, Hitler was asleep and they couldn't call him. He was in bed and he doesn't wake up till the afternoon. Nobody could call him. They wanted to call him and so on. They couldn't tell him. And when they told him, they didn't believe. They thought it was a decoy. They were just deceiving them again. But it was the real thing. And they were coming straight this way. And they were, all their tanks were at another place. Yeah. They had been feeding them with information that had made them think that they knew all about England and all the plans. So many times you get information that is often sometimes true, but often outdated. And you are deceived into thinking you know a lot. Actually, that is even what has deceived you more. When I step in Korea, I'm getting a lot of true but often outdated information about a great ministry that has done great things, but the information, my level of information is old. What made the church grow and how the church was built and what the man did when he was 40 years old, when he was 30 years old, when he was 50 years old, I'm not aware. I have to glean it. The short video that they show us for 15 seconds of the church and so on can never be the story of this man. It's far more than that. That's why I say that many of my pastors, they have true but outdated and often useless information. And it deceives them to think they know so much. Well, they know very little. I was talking to one pastor. I'm closer to him. I was telling him, I said, you know, what about if one day, you know, maybe I'm not alive and what will you say? Then he started to talk. He said, people don't know. You think you know, you don't know. And that is what is worrying you. That's what's worrying you. Useless, outdated information that is also true. So it's not, you see, when I started the Basenta system and all this, people are doing, we have moved on to other things. See, you are holding on to some information that deceit, apart from the fact that it's outdated, it deceives you to thinking that you know. So there's nothing to know, there's nothing to learn. So it clamps down your learning abilities and shuts you off. Amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
Nowadays, when I'm listening, the Holy Spirit will tell me, you don't know anything about this man. Look at it and learn it. The same topic. Then it starts to change. I start to receive. Because I bump out that deception, the deception that comes from the familiarity of listening to a person. Oh yes, I'm fighting devils of deception, which want to keep me from higher anointings and greater graces. Look, when a lion is playing with the cubs, you see, it will lie down like this. Can you see me? Huh? Look at it. The video man has traveled. When I lie down, you will not see me. Uh-huh. You see? You see the lion? It will be playing. It will be playing like that. He's very happy. Look. The kind of killer that is lying down and playing, you don't have an idea and you are deceiving yourself about the kind. Yes, it's a killer. It's playing.
The baby cow will come and do that. And he's playing.
Try and see.
You have no idea the creature that you are. If you like, go and try playing with it also. You will turn into lunch just now. Yeah. Many people don't know. There are people that have been shocked when they come from camp. They only know me from camps. That if they come to full time, I always tell them, no, full time ministry is different too. You see a different side. You see a different aspect. Full time ministry, there's no camp in the full time ministry. There are no laughters, no jokes. Application of the things that are in the books. You don't understand my messages. They are difficult to understand. Yes. The information you are getting, said, look at the lion he's playing. This is a cuddly bear. You see, me, when I see the lion, I also feel like joining the cubs to go and just play with them because they look so friendly. You are receiving outdated information. This thing has just killed a buffalo and it's about to kill a huge buffalo. Do you know what is a buffalo? From this chair. If you see a buffalo, it's from this chair to about here. Yes, a cow that is very long, huge like this. It takes sometimes as many as 10 lions to bring one up. Very, when you see it in real life, you'll be afraid. A buffalo is more scary to even see. When they hold a lion like this, they treat like a cat. It goes into, when they hold the horn, just one horn, and it turns and somersaults the lion several times. It's only that the lions eat meat. This is the main thing. And the buffalo has a lot of meat. So if they can bring one, they can eat for a long time. Don't let outdated information. Psalm 45, verse 3. Get thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. Verse 4. In thy majesty, ride prosperously because of truth. Ride prosperously or ride successfully because of truth. Truth will cause you to prosper and to ride safely. Truth, when you know the truth and you are delivered from current delusions and deceptions, makes you to ride prosperously in any area of your life. Ride prosperously. Ride majestically. Because you have no delusions about what you are doing and the area of your life that is important. Ride on prosperously because of truth and humility. You see, you are humble to see that you are nothing and you actually don't know much. So you ride on prosperously because of truth and meekness. That's why I said, when I sit before people, I say, you don't know anything. And you don't know about this man. Shut up and listen. No matter the topic, you do not know it. And it is true. That's the truth. If I knew, I would bear that fruit. I would. Ride on prosperously. In thy majesty. Ride prosperously. Because of truth. And humility. Meekness. And righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. You begin to know terrible and things that are not easy to know. Because of your humility. And because you are taking truth. Let me know the truth about this. Having your loins girt
truth. A young girl, what do you know of life? And somebody advises you. I say, no. And you say, yes. Can you ride on prosperously? When somebody who knows is at least less deceived than you are deceived. Just a little less deceived, if at all. And he says, no. You say, yes. He says, no. Say, yes. He said, no. Then the meeting lasts for 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Still, yes is no. How can you do well? How can you do well? A young person. How can you do well? You've opened the door. 1 Timothy 2:14. 1 Timothy 2:14. Quickly. And Adam was not deceived. He was not deceived. It did not work on him. It did not work on him. All forms of deception will not work on you from today, in Jesus' name. Truth. Current deceptions and delusions, I tell you. Whenever you meet someone who is deceived with the deception you had a few years ago, you just look and you pity the person. You say, this man doesn't know that he's going straight towards a concrete wall. Ride on. Ride on. Thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Yes, you will now start to learn because you have decided to learn. You don't know much must be in your head. You have to have it in your head. You see, when you don't have it in your head, that's why I instituted Galatians 6:6. Honor your prophet. Say, honor me. If you are in my church, you honor me. I insist on it. For your sake, you think I need something. I have more than you have. You don't need to tell me that I have more than you. I can see that I have more than you have. Honor is not what you need. The lion playing with cubs should not deceive you. And you know all about it. Now, you don't. Many things you don't know. So this is the master key. And it's the beginning of the fight against devils. Adam and Jesus. One, it worked. And even that, it worked to the wife. Another deception. A woman killed, convinced the boyfriend. He told the boyfriend that my mother is against our love and our relationship. So she convinced the boyfriend to come and kill her mother. So the boyfriend came and killed this American type of behavior. Came and killed the mother because the love. As soon as they killed her, she was arrested. The boyfriend was arrested. They confessed. When they put them in prison, they put the boy for, I think, 20 years. The girl was given about 40 or 100 years, a lot of years. So she was being interviewed wearing that orange prison uniform. And she said that my judgment was not fair. I said, what do you mean by that? You went to call your boyfriend to come and kill your mother. She said, but he should have known better than to follow what I told him. I will never forget that statement. She should have known better. You ought to have known better in many things. You better know better. When the devil is trying to deceive you about things, you better tell yourself, I better know better than this. You should have known better. His life was about to be destroyed and go to prison for the rest of his life. He should have known better, and it is true. That's why she was rather put in prison. But she was now saying that he should have known better. May you always know better in the name of Jesus. And know wiser in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's go home. What else? Let's go. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. How many have seen a way to fight devils with the truth? Going to fight. You are going to be victorious. You are going to win. I declare it. You are going to fight. You are going to win. Yes. Through truth and meekness. You see, when the Lord told me, you don't know this person, it's what he was trying to introduce, meekness into my spirit. Yes. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for blessing us in our great victory. Give to everybody here over devils. Save us from deceptions, delusions, wickedness. In the name of Jesus. Mashano samala de bele kimala de bele. Pala de kesendo la mama shandali mama la de bele. Halere ma shandala bara mi sandele beke bari la bele. Oh, ya bala ba shuka samadi le beke bandele de bele. Malika hara bada sule le mama dale ba bele de. Ride on prosperously. 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 Kamalusande habari mama pladeke mobashande de bene bene kibari. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Malohonari amalane. Palera mama ba 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 la ba di bu shi de le be be de le be de le be de be. Palera mama ba le do be de le mo bi lo de be le de be le de be le de be le de. Palera mama shana lu la ba dari ba le de be le de be le de be le. Palera mama ba ka ba la dari do le de be le de be le de be de le de be de le de be le. Shi gele be le shi gele be le shi gele be le shi gele be le shi gele be le. Palera mama li ma de le de be le de be le de be le de le de be le. Palera do lo bo la mama ba de be le de be le de le be le de le be le. Oh, ya hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. For this great blessing. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. give thanks. We bless your name, Lord. In Jesus' name.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah.
For a moment, if you are not born again, a born again Christian, maybe you don't understand the word born again. I want to give you an opportunity. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus and be born again. Raise your right hand like this, and I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Lift it up high. Pastor, pray with me to know God and to know Jesus. Your hand up just like this. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, come. Come to me here. Come. Come from where you are. Say this prayer with me. Everyone join in. Close your eyes. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I am a sinner. But today, I turn around. I turn around from my sins, my wickedness, my evil ways. Forgive me. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Cleanse me. Make me a new person. From today, I open my heart to Jesus Christ. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. I love you. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.